Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy.
Broken train whistle.
Woo, man. A little bit of the weekend still hanging around in the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Midday show. Where do we go? Midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Thanks again to Caden Ellis for stopping by post-practice and talking with us about the Falcons defense, the new additions to the Falcons defense, as we are broadcasting live in Flowery Branch. When we stepped out there during the break, the new guys, Judon and Simmons, doing some of their preseason video stuff. The hype for the video board and all that, as they got to do now that they're here in town.
My thought process about that safety tandem, he's bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah, Justin Simmons is a big fella.
Yeah, Justin Simmons is a big guy. And I'm not saying that Jesse is small, but no, he looks. And I was listening to BMAC. He was on with the boys on Friday, and he said something interesting. He said Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. I was like, hold on, he ain't big as Cam. He might be as big as Cam. He ain't as big as Cam, but
not
he's
as,
big.
Right.
Because Cam's a big ass.
Cam's 6'4". Just full.
But he's a big. Yeah. But, yeah, Justin's bigger than I thought
he
was.
Big. Yes, he's walking by him in the hallway there, for sure he's big. Now, look, if that's the comparison,
we're not going to do that.
Just for the sake of it, like, if that's what we're talking about at all, like, you don't even have to be quite there. But, like, if you're close to that, I mean, that's one of the most outrageous safety duos
ever
in the history of the NFL. Ever. I mean, now, you can't really play like Cam Chancellor played, and it wasn't even that long ago, and he wasn't even really supposed to be playing like that.
Yes.
You can't really hit people quite like that anymore.
No.
Earl Thomas is also just like a heat-seeking missile all over the field, incredible player. But, these guys are – I mean, it's one of the best safety tandems in the NFL now, immediately putting them together.
Yes, they are.
That's without having seen them play. Who knows? The sky's the limit for them as players once they get out there together.
Right.
And that's what's so exciting about it is, adding name players that you know is awesome. But when you're adding them in their prime and you're adding them at positions, especially at a position like that where you already have a really talented player and seeing what those guys can do as a duo, it's just, as excited as everyone was for the season, what Terry Fontenot did last week just threw gasoline on the excitement fire by getting those two guys in here. Well, I mean, you could hear Caden Ellis talking about it. Like, you got to be respectful of the people that were here.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, I think we're going to be pretty good defense now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. And I think, you know, when you get good players, it's always about the mesh. And you look at it, and I use them now, like how we talk about the Hawks with Trey and DeJounte, as far as, you know, ball dominant guards can't play off each other. I think these two dudes can play off each other. And you look at it a lot of times, like that was like one, like that's why what made Seattle so good. One, because they had great players, but those two meshed so well because you had that ball hawking in the middle of the field safety in Earl, and then you had that rat, that hole player, and a strong safety that can cover. But at the same time, he eliminated all the underneath stuff, man. And so I'm not saying that's what this duo is, but, I mean, these two dudes are we know they're ball hawks. We know they get – the ball finds them for some other reason.
Yeah, Simmons has 30 interceptions
The ball finds them and everything like that. But, yeah, it should be a thing where the more they play together, the more they practice together, they should be able to – you know, because once the game – once – the season is here, you get more game plan specific. It's a lot more easier to make adjustments off of it when you're game planning.
Yeah, makes sense. And again, that's something we talked with Caden Ellis about was they don't have any more games.
No.
I guess they do have a preseason game on Friday, but those guys aren't going to play in it. They don't have any more joint practices, which they value higher than preseason games now, so they don't have that either.
Right.
Just trying to get his thoughts on, okay, without those things, what do you do to make sure that you guys are ready to go against Pittsburgh? He's like, well, all these practice reps, got to make the most out of them, which is the answer. Hopefully that's enough because that's it. That's what you got. There's no other alternative.
And then it's week one. I mean, you got the same offensive guy who called your plays here last year, but you got different players put into those different positions.
Yeah, it's nice to have better defense than they had last year.
Yeah.
Theoretically. We'll see. But
I think
they're going to be better. All right, let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
It certainly looked like it. Got Ruka's first sack, got him a chance to get out there in some pass rush situations today, and he went out there and executed, which is showing us something else and how to get to the quarterback and some of those things. And, I mean, you know, those guys seem like they're having fun. And that's probably the most important thing for all of those guys. Damone is playing really strong, really heavy hands, setting edges, and I just enjoy watching him.
Yeah, so that's Raheem Morris talking about some of the guys who did play on Saturday against the Ravens. Falcons lost 13-12. No Penix. That was sort of the story of the day. We didn't find out that was going to happen until right before kickoff. So Taylor Heinicke and John Paddock were the quarterbacks. Some of the young guys on the defensive line, which we talked about wanting to see.
Yep.
Ruka Roro, Brandon Dorlis. They did play. They played pretty well. Roro got the sack early in the game.
You think he plays this game?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, okay, it's the third game.
Yeah.
And nobody really plays in the third game.
Right.
The only reason they really want you to play in the third game is if they're still wondering something, right? Like, game two, again, it's all changing. Every preseason
is different.
It's so weird. Every preseason is different. Like, when they went from 4-3, it used to be game three that was but then they went to only three games, so then it was game two. But if that was it, if that was the starters playing, because that's what game two used to be, right?
Yes.
You would play them. 36 guys didn't play.
Yeah.
Who plays Friday?
I don't know. A lot of those guys that played Baltimore are going to play.
Yeah, like Aurora probably doesn't play.
That's what I'm saying. Does he not play this time? Have they seen
Doros probably didn't play.
Yeah, I mean, and the biggest,
Chris Blair probably didn't play. Probably made the team on Saturday.
I mean, he's been there. He's been the most consistent of the young receivers. He really, really has. When you go back, I mean, our biggest takeaway, I think, we talked about it starting the show at 11 o'clock, is your kicker, who is going to be a big part of what you do in this season, was not good. He was not good during that game. Misses after a big time make, 54 yards, and then it just went downhill, pushing the ball. And Rod, like you said, came out of the dress that they have the utmost confidence in Young Weku, as they should, until you get into this season. And if something like that happens, and then that's when we're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, like the word utmost is interesting when it comes to kickers.
Yes, it
because
is.
Like, you have the utmost confidence in Grady,
yes.
right? Like, he's been around.
True.
And if Grady has a bad couple games, he's still going to be
right,
out there.
Right.
I don't know if there's such a thing as utmost confidence in kickers.
Because
Justin Tucker. Who's the guy for the Cowboys that made a 66-yarder yesterday?
Aubrey.
That
Brandon
guy
Aubrey.
From the XFL? Where'd he go? He went to L.A., I think.
I don't know. Okay. But that's 66 is outrageous. Yeah, doesn't count as the record, though, because it was a preseason game, which it should. But, like, if you have a couple bad games as a kicker, they're going to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's utmost.
Okay.
He said it. He said utmost.
He did.
But I don't know. Well, I'm not worried about it. It's a preseason game. He's working on something. You know, like when
so that's a, like,
when Max Fried hangs a curveball in spring training. I think Young A was kicking left-footed, wasn't he?
I don't know. Did he ever get his shoes back that he got them for?
No, that's the problem. That was years ago. It's never been the same. Look, it's fun to make fun of it in the preseason when your kicker goes 2 for 5. Can't happen in the regular season. And it hasn't. He's been phenomenal. He's been phenomenal in the regular season. He's come around, made a bunch of game winners. He's got one of the best percentages of makes in the history of the NFL. Just have to hope that track record continues when the season starts. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into a couple of different college football stories. Brent Key was on the radio station earlier today. One of the things he talked about was the NIL money they're throwing around over there at Georgia Tech.
Give me that.
We'll let him talk about that for a little bit. We'll get into some of the other big stories in college football as the season's right around the corner. Georgia Tech, Saturday. It's game week. College football. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The
Go game. Time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Minutes away from the AMA here to wrap things up on a Monday afternoon. Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Falcons practice over for the day. And after Wednesday, our trips to Flowery Branch, at least for the preseason, will be over as well. Yep. Wednesday, last day broadcasting live from up here.
Yeah, man. Saw some interesting stuff from the presser with Judon and Simmons. Seemed like Simmons and Chris Lindstrom were roommates.
Yeah, they were roommates at BC. How cool is that?
And Matthew Judon, I remember we were talking about the contracts. He said, the Falcons don't know me, so who am I to demand anything?
Great answer.
Great answer.
Now, that's not how it
probably not go
works.
That way. Yeah. But, yeah, good for him. We keep saying if they're going to keep him on this 6.5 or $7 million contract for this year, it's like great.
It's a home run.
It's a home damn run.
You get Matthew Judon.
Yes.
And again, knocking on wood that he stays healthy all year and stuff like that. But you get a healthy Matthew Judon at that price.
Right.
That's the best.
Yes.
That's the best bargain edge rusher in the entire NFL.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. So, if he isn't effective, then no one's going to care that he only makes $6.5 million.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You got to go out there and play, and you got to do your job. But if he does, and you're able to get him for that, and that also allowed you to sign Justin Simmons because you had a little bit of money also, and obviously you had to move some money around to do it. But yeah, man, to get those two guys for the price that it appears that you got them at last week, just to get them in general is huge.
Yeah.
But then to be able to do it at an affordable cost is phenomenal. And, you know, this is one of those things where it's not the most important part of it, but as these off seasons go by, and every once in a while it comes back up of, all right, so assess Terry Fontenot. Mm-hmm. These are starting to be build up reasons of why you trust Terry Fontenot more and more.
Right.
Now again, he's general manager of an NFL team that has played 3 seasons. They've gone 7-10 in each of those 3 seasons.
Right.
So that's the ultimate resume piece. Like, that's what matters most, right? It feels like that's about to change a lot over the next handful of months with how good this football team could potentially be. That's really good general managing, what he was able to accomplish last week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, anytime you can add players, but high-impact level players, you know, guys that are going to play, like going to get Dwight Freeney was a great thing and everything like that, but Dwight wasn't going to play like Matthew Judon is
right.
Now, granted, they're different ages.
No, the great general managing at that offseason was getting Alex Mack.
Yes.
That was the great move.
That was the move right there.
And Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah. You got two immediate impact starters. Yeah. Here you have two immediate impact starters on defense. So to add to a defense that we thought would be improved, but it didn't have the one requisite thing that it needed, and that was an identifiable pass rusher.
I did not think this defense was going to be improved.
Oh, you did?
Until last week.
Okay.
I did not think that.
Okay.
I thought they got worse. They lost the best defensive lineman that they had for all 17 games. I know Grady is the best player, but he was injured.
Right. When Calais Campbell
left. You lose Calais Campbell. Okay. I know the other guys you lost off that edge aren't like huge names, but they were the most effective guys that you had.
And the Bud Dupree.
The guys that you were bringing back hadn't really done much, and then you were relying on rookies on the edge. They didn't do it. Hadn't done anything as far as that goes. You drafted some guys on the interior, and hopefully that they would be good, but those are unknown rookies. They didn't do anything in the secondary. You know what I mean? Like, the defense hadn't added much.
Right.
A week ago today, I didn't think this defense was going to be better than
like
they were last
year. It was something that had to be done.
Yeah.
I thought, even with Trice going down and everything like that, it was still, to me, seems like it wasn't a reactionary thing. But maybe it may have amped up some things. Because Trice, he's a third-round rookie. You know, and I don't know if you were looking at him like you might have looked at a first-round rookie if he goes down. Necessarily saying he's on the team. Like, you're looking at him as a third-rounder, okay, we probably still can upgrade it. First-round, oh, he's our first-round pick.
I have to believe that whether Braylon Trice gets injured in that preseason game or not, Matthew Judon is an Atlanta Falcon.
I agree. We both agree.
Whether or not DeMarco Helms gets injured in preseason game number one or not, Justin Simmons is an Atlanta Falcon. And Justin Simmons said in his press availability earlier today, when the Judon thing got done, he called his agent.
Yeah.
He was like,
Let's go do that.
So that happens because of that. The Judon had options. I mean, he could have said no, he didn't want to come here. It sounded like it was down to Chicago and here. He picked here because it seems like this team's more ready built to win. Because they went out and got a quarterback in the offseason.
Right.
So it all builds on, and again, that gets back to Terry Fontenot, general managing this thing.
Yeah.
And then to get that quarterback and back it up with getting a first round quarterback, I don't know if that helps the cause or whatever in that pursuit as far as getting free agents go, but at least you have a reasonable backup if Cousins is to go down. But yeah, I mean, it all none of this happens if Cousins isn't here.
Right. Oh, I agree.
None of these guys come.
I agree.
Yeah. Which again, that's a year ago. And we're like, all right, well, we'll see what this quarterback can do. Obviously, you saw what it was. Like, having a proven veteran quarterback who can actually do some stuff.
He's sleeping on him.
Sleeping on him, yeah. I was I was REM cycle, man. Full REM cycle. Anyway. All right, let's talk a little college football here, as it is. It's game week.
For Georgia, man.
Brent Key was on the Steakhouse earlier today. You can check out that entire interview on the website, sportsradio929thegame.com. Here he is talking about Georgia Tech throwing around a little NIL money.
Even if I wasn't here, I'd be smiling from afar. Just seeing the alignment that the Georgia Tech community is has now. It really starts with our president, with Dr. Cabrera, and the job he has done of you know, giving us the resources and wanting to build competitive championship athletics program. And then Jake back coming in and knowing what those things look like and knowing how it's supposed to be built the right way. And really, the leadership that is from above has really put us on the right path. And then to bring the boosters and the alumni and the former players of all sports back involved and get everybody aligned in the same direction. Really, it's credit to those two. But man, it's awesome to see the support that our alumni base is giving, and then the amount of resources that they are allowing us to be able to compete. And look, you don't play the game to go out and win half your games or win three quarters of your games or whatnot. You play the game, and we coach the game to go out and win every game. And right, and if that's not everyone's mindset that we want to build a championship program, right, then it's never going to happen. But now I do believe that that's becoming the case, and we've got to continue to push, continue to grind, continue to get more and more people aligned the same direction.
He's so correct.
It's what it is.
He is 100%.
And that's always been true.
Yes.
Now you can talk about it a little bit more openly because NIL is legal and you can get these guys money, which is what they did to get that big five-star offensive lineman to commit to Georgia Tech, biggest commit they've had since Calvin Johnson.
Right.
So that's a huge win for him and his staff, but it's also a huge win for their infrastructure to say that, all right, we got this guy. Aligned is always the word, right?
Yes.
The president, the AD, the head coach, the money people, all aligned.
Right.
And look, if that's true, if this is a sign of things to come, that's great news for Georgia Tech football.
Yeah, because that is what today's college football is. It is about going out, spending some money, and going out there trying to get top-notch players. And they went out and got one of the best offensive linemen in America, and talking about in high school, to come to Georgia Tech. And the main, a lot of it has to do with the system. He's going to be approached out. He's not going to be in a damn triple option or anything like that. So that helps to get him in. And you see, but the thing with it is that, they can't stop with this one.
Right.
There's got to be more of these type players that you have to go target.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to win, then this can't be an outlier.
Yes.
This is a great win.
It's a great win for Georgia
Tech. But it has to be the start.
Exactly. And like he was saying, and he's been around certain infrastructures of how it's done, being at Alabama and things like that. So he knows, Coach Key, he knows what it's going to take and all those things. But as far as we want to talk about the alumni people who are giving up this money to go and get these players, it can't be when Brett Key comes to y'all again and asks you, okay, this linebacker that I want, and you're like,
what
I mean? It can't be that. if we're going to be all in, we got to be all in.
Yeah.
And this is the first sign to say that they're recruiting really well, Georgia Tech is, and everything. And we always talk about, it's damn Atlanta. It's Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. He seems like he's the right man for the job. And obviously, this weekend is going to be so big and so huge for his program because they go over there and they beat Florida State. I mean, that's just propelled. And I'm not sitting up here saying right now that I don't think I don't know they won't beat Florida State. Abe, you said it's 11 point line.
Florida State's favorite.
Florida State by 11.
Okay.
I mean, that's real. Like some goes here, some goes there. We know DJU; he'll throw it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Georgia Tech, we talked about, Florida State's defensive line. Georgia Tech defensive line, all of them are coming back. They're front seven pretty much. Mm-hmm. So they got a lot of guys that played the same system last year, got the experience. We saw they fought Georgia until Georgia's talent was more than theirs. And so, I mean, this is going to be a big thing for Tech to go over there and possibly get a win.
Yeah.
That'd be so big.
All of the parts of it are important.
Right.
Nothing is more important than actually going out there on Saturdays and being able to win the games. And the money that you have now in your collective for NIL to get that offensive lineman, that's all future great.
Right.
Saturday, that really it's not going to make much of a difference.
Now great.
But if you go out and win that game, then maybe you can get – because that's what it is. Like, you go out and start winning some of these big games, then you can actually start using some of those things we've been saying you have at your disposal for years, which is you are in downtown Atlanta.
Right.
You're in the middle of one of the best high school football states in America.
Yes.
You're in a Power Four conference, so yes. You're in one of the conferences that gets an auto bid to go to the college football playoff. Like, you go, I mean, you probably have to go 10-2, but you go 10-2 in that conference, you're going to the college football playoff. So then you're on even more of a national scale.
You look at them, where's the schedule at? Okay, they got Florida State, obviously, the weekend. You got Georgia State at Syracuse, VMI at Louisville, Duke, at North Carolina. You got Notre Dame here at Virginia Tech, Miami, NC State, and then at Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have a nice year.
They could.
You can have a nice year with this game, but you got to get off to a good start. And I think the biggest thing right now is going
what
over
What do
there.
You think? What would be good? Like, eight's good, right?
I think eight.
They win eight's, that's good.
Yeah, I think eight is there because
eight's really
you look at the back end of their – they got Miami coming here, coming to Atlanta, NC State coming here, then they got to go to Georgia. So, I mean
– Notre Dame.
Yeah, that Notre Dame game is going to be, because Notre Dame's going to be.
And Florida State is tough. Like,
I'm not taking nothing away from Florida State. They got a good football team.
Yeah.
They got a good football team.
Yeah, should be fun. Should be really, really fun. It all gets started on Saturday in Ireland, which is awesome. Just awesome. All right, the AMA is coming up next to wrap things up. Hey, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Monday afternoon. Ask us anything. We will answer. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, couple phone lines free if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. But we will start with Zach in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So when somebody really enunciates that last T in Atlanta, that's usually a pretty solid giveaway that, like, you're not from around here. So is there anything from where y'all are from, and Bo too, because, you know, Bo's not, you know, he's got his own place. So is there any, like, dead giveaway that someone is from out of town or not from where you're from?
Great question.
When people say Fort Valley, it's Folk Valley.
Yeah.
The Hotlanta thing.
We all know that.
That's the dead giveaway.
That's the dead giveaway right there. Hotlanta.
See, in Seattle, it's C-Town, if someone calls
somebody
it that.
Somebody actually says that?
Well, no. It's not like Hotlanta.
No, no.
It's
I'm saying,
you better not.
Like,
you know?
People from not there, C-Town?
Going to C-Town. Oh, no. But the real giveaway is them attempting to pronounce the Native American name towns, because so many towns around Seattle are named after Native American tribes.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we're going to Puyallup. Puyallup. You're going to Puyallup. We're going to head out to the coast this week and go to Sequim. Nah, it's called Squim. You're going to go to Squim.
So
when they try to say those names,
there's a couple of those.
It's always a giveaway.
Like the Cairo, Georgia versus Cairo.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
everyone's
true.
Like Jackie Robinson from Cairo, Georgia.
No,
I'm like,
man. It's Cairo. Like Houston County, people call it Houston.
That's one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep. No, Georgia has a lot of them. Because those ones, like the ones in Seattle are just like hard. It's, all right, I don't know how to say that because I've never seen that word before.
Uh-huh.
The ones in Georgia are funny because they're names of other places. They just say them different here.
Yeah.
Like Cairo's a city in Egypt.
Big one.
Like, pretty popular city.
Yeah.
Not here.
Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County gets mispronounced from outsiders a bit.
DeKalb, too. Like, if people call it DeKalb, then you kind of know. It's like, all right.
Is that how they say it in Illinois? There's a DeKalb, Illinois.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
We have there's a Des Moines, Iowa, and then there's a Des Moines, Washington, spelled the same, but you say the S.
Yes, huh?
Gotta say the S. I don't know why. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
The S is for the one in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's south? Yeah. It's a suburb.
Sounds like a French thing.
What's up, y'all?
Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about the video games earlier. I had to admit, I was the original cord cutter when you got to the point of Madden where you could save the seasons and all that.
Right.
My older brother, man, he'd be stomping me. This is like in the late 90s. He'd be stomping me. All of a sudden, I'd shut it off. I'd be like, you ain't finna put this on my season. So I'd cut it off and take off running.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of common behavior amongst young people.
Yeah. As soon as you got to the point where you could save the season. But anyhow, Randy, question for you. Who was the player that got cut in preseason that later on went in to do well that you always wish would have been on the team still?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I'm trying to think. I can't think of right on the top of my head.
Like a cut they got wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think. A cut they got wrong. Okay, No, he came here. He came to Miami, so that was bad on them. Remember when Wes Welker came?
Oh, yeah. Would be a good example.
Yeah, when Wes came to us, and San Diego was like, oh, God, we kept Tim Dwight and got rid of Wes Welker.
Yeah. And then it didn't really – I mean, he did okay in Miami, but it wasn't anything like he was
in New England. Oh, no, that's why New England signed him, because he got to play, like, later on that season after his first year and was cutting people's ass up.
Yeah.
And he was a free agent and whatever happened with that.
But that's also one of those things, too, where it's like – right place. Like, he needed to be in New England in that offense and that quarterback in order for it to work the best. Yeah. Brian is in Dawsonville. Hey, Brian.
Hey, man. No, love your show. Big hockey fan. I want to see hockey back in Atlanta, but we got to keep it with the A's. Could we be like the Atlanta Arctic? And what would our
Atlanta
team
Arctic
do to try to represent something cold around here?
Appreciate it.
All right, Brian.
Atlanta Arctics?
A lot of times the mascot, you try to have some sort of, like, regional, you know.
Yeah, that's what we think. Atlanta Peaches? No, hell no.
Kind of soft, bruises up.
Yeah, they get the ass whooped. The Atlanta Traffic?
not bad. Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, he's going totally opposite.
Yeah.
Arctic. Atlanta's alliteration with the A. I don't know. What's another?
It's going to be like Atlanta Hockey Club.
That wouldn't be terrible. Like, I don't mind when they do stuff. Like, I thought the Washington football team was better than the Washington Commanders.
No. I hated it.
Oh, Commanders.
I hated it. Oh, I'm not a big fan of that either.
Yeah.
But the Washington football club.
I like the football team.
Oh, my God. Football team?
Yeah.
No blank.
WFT. That's great.
No blank.
I mean, I too hope that Atlanta gets a hockey team eventually. That'd be awesome. I think anything done well in the city will be supported correctly. It just had bad ownership before. I don't know. I mean, I just hope they come up, like, so often with the new names that they come up with, and maybe this is just because they're new and they haven't grown on us yet, but, like, so often new names are just so
awful.
They're awful. All corny.
Yeah, like the Seattle Kraken. Corny. That name sucks.
Seattle Kraken.
I know everybody loves it.
Why is why Kraken?
I don't know. There's no giant octopus in the Puget Sound
that you know of.
Pretty sure. I think they would have found it by now.
Okay.
Because it was the Kraken movie came out, and everyone was
Pirates
like,
of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Everyone was like, cool. The Krakens are great. It's like, what if that movie never came out? Like, you can't have a name of a sports team be the name of your sports team if a movie that came out 5 years ago never came out.
Are they partnered with the rum?
Probably.
Because it's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I guess the Mighty Ducks were the Mighty Ducks for a while, and that was kind of cool because that movie came out. But I don't know. I think that name's dumb. I think the Washington Commanders' name is dumb. I think the Cleveland Guardians is dumb. I think almost all new sports names are dumb. And that's my take.
There you go.
Brian. Hot, no, that was
hot,
Brian.
Hot.
We're out.
Hot.
Got any – what do we got?
You want me to ask, or has Bo got him up? Let's see.
Either way.
All right. I don't know how many of these you've been through before. From Jamie in Kennesaw. What's a go-to joke that you tell, and what's the funniest old man you grew up with?
Oh, man.
I don't have any go-to jokes, so I'll just go to the funniest old man that I grew up with. I mean, my dad's pretty funny.
Okay. Missed it.
But he wasn't old when I was growing up. So my grandpa was funny to me.
Right.
My grandpa was funny to me. Nobody else thought he was funny. But he would get a little sneaky, and he was so grumpy and grouchy.
Right.
And that was kind of funny to me, too. Because, like, what are you in a bad mood for all the time?
Right.
Like, why are you acting like that? And no one else would call him on it because he was, like, kind of gruff and like intimidating, I guess. Not to me.
Right.
He's like, why are you in a bad mood?
Whose dad is that?
My mom's dad.
Your mom's dad. Okay.
Like, he looks like Jack. Now, Jack will make a face and look like a tiny little version of my grandpa. I'm like, are you going to be a grouch? Nah, he smiles too much.
He does smile.
My grandpa was.
He's a smiley boy.
He was a very smart man, but he was funny to me. I thought he was pretty funny.
Mr. Jake, man. Mr. Jake, that when I was growing up, Mr. Jake was a shade tree mechanic. And so Mr. Jake would always have a damn hood up, but never fixing nothing. All Mr. Jake would do is sit in the shade, drink beer, tell stories.
You got to look busy.
Yeah, man. But that's what it was. Mr. Jake had to look busy. But, yeah, Mr. Jake was one of the funniest old men ever. It just always – he was a pull-my-finger guy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's a pull-my-finger guy.
Classic.
Yeah, no.
Timeless.
Man. Oh, yeah. But Mr. Jake stayed drunk with a pint in his back pocket. So he had that little pint in the back pocket.
It was so funny because I know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Just from the description that you're making of this man.
Always got overalls on.
Speaking of Jake, Jake is in Miami. Hey, Jake.
Hey, I'm calling about the hockey thing. And, you know, we won the Stanley Cup this year down here. But if Atlanta's going to get a new hockey team, they ought to call them the Feeling Randy. The Feeling Randy. Calling from Club Rolex. Calling from Club Rolex.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Dang. Pretty bad, dog.
You think he was voted funniest old man?
Yeah. No, I don't think
that
so.
That was pretty bad.
That was not, unfortunately, Jake from Fort Valley.
Yeah.
Or is that where he was?
No, he's a Griffin.
Oh, okay.
What'd you call
Griffin.
It? Well, I'm not from there.
Oh, yeah,
dead giveaway.
But but you know, then it was Mr. Jake.
Mr. Jake.
Yeah, Mr. Jake. Yeah, you better not call him Jake. Mr. Jake. Mr. Jake. Grandma said, when her car gonna be ready? You tell that guy I'll be about there. By 6 o'clock. Come on back by 6 o'clock. That was Mr. Jake right there. Mr. Jake had a damn overalls on with that pint with a pint in one pocket and that red ass, dirty ass hand rag in the back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Just oil all over the front.
Yeah, ain't fixed nothing.
Did he have Jake on the overalls?
He damn sure did.
That's great.
And ain't fixed nothing.
Always wanted a pair of like coveralls with my name on it.
Hat sit up top. That hat sit up top. You don't pull it up his brain.
That's the one. Yeah. Like, this job's amazing. I love this job. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Right.
But we don't have, like, cool uniforms, you know? Like, if you're a mechanic or a firefighter or a park ranger or something like that, you got good-looking stuff.
Do you want to wear a uniform?
I mean, football players have cool uniforms, obviously.
Do you want to wear a uniform?
I think, you know, it would be fine. I think it would be cool, like a coveralls with Andy on it, and it's got grease on it because I'm fixing people's engines.
You want me to buy you a coverall?
No, I don't want you to buy me a coverall. I just think it's cool when people have jobs that have uniforms.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking like park ranger. Like, you want to wear the red thing around your neck.
That's a Boy Scout. Park rangers don't wear that.
Oh, like I said, we should just beat up Boy Scouts.
Good luck beating up a park ranger, all right?
Step to heart.
Good luck. I dare you to try.
Yeah.
Nah, they just wear, it's like green and brown.
Oh, okay.
With the nice flat brim hat.
Very high riding shorts.
Shorts. But it's a good look.
Park ranger.
Yeah, I like a park ranger uniform.
There's nothing wrong with that. Have y'all, if you've worn one?
No, not yet, because I'm not a park ranger. Why would I disrespect the badge?
I don't think they carry it.
Gonna stolen valor a park ranger? What do you think this is?
Like, you don't think about, like, maybe this
Halloween.
Halloween.
I don't know. I just think that would be.
He's going to force Lily to dress up as a bear with a picnic basket.
Now, Lily has a park ranger, like a junior park ranger outfit.
You jealous?
That doesn't offend you?
You ever get jealous when she wears it?
A little bit.
Definitely does.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm not. Someday when I become a park ranger, if I become a park ranger, then I'll have it. But I'm not going to do it.
Is that your next like lifelong goal? It sounds like
it's not a goal. It's like a.
You know how other people go back to school to get their doctorate or their master's? That sounds like your next step in education.
If this falls through, I will get a degree in forestry.
There
we go. That is 100% guaranteed.
Not even like all the way in already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else am I going to do?
I don't know.
This.
But this is
this was plan A.
Blockbuster.
Luckily, it's working out.
I love it.
Pretty good.
I love it.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Utmost equals utmost and kickers don't go together.
Nah.
And
you don't have the utmost confidence.
And all right, Boy Scouts wear the red towel, red thing around their neck, not park rangers.
Yeah,
it's
different.
I thought it was all the same.
No.
I thought it was.
It's not.
Because didn't the dude from Yogi, didn't he have that red thing on there?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
But he might have. Yeah. Last week was Smokey the Bear's 80th birthday, by the way.
Really?
Shout
oh, yeah, he had a T-shirt on.
Caden Ellis has 11 brothers and sisters. I know we didn't say that on the radio, but I learned that today, and I wanted other people to know that.
And then you said that they all have kids?
If his brothers and sisters all have as many brothers and sisters as his dad had, then they'll have 144 grandkids.
Unbelievable.
That's a whole city, pretty much.
Good math.
So Randy was a little springy when he was 12. And,
yeah, man.
John Coltrane does not get the juices flowing.
No. Not those juices.
It's disrespectful to Stolen Valor, the badge of a park ranger. And Rainey's probably all set on Morgan Wallen. Probably
yeah, all good. Yeah.
Probably all good.
Yeah,
yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I didn't like the tone where you said park ranger, just so we're clear. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
I've already had tone complaints before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.